Welcome to the Sparked Podcast, a place to keep your spark bright. Here, I've brought together my most powerful tips from the last decade plus partnering with small businesses on all things leadership, mindset, people, and culture. Here, my approach combines intuitive psychology, strategy, neuroscience, and results-based coaching to unlock your highest potential. Step into your power and truly own your role as a leader so that you can spread the positive impacts of your purpose-led work everywhere. My name is Emma Campbell. I'm a mindset and performance coach for purpose-led leaders. I'm a mama to two cheeky little munchkins. I'm a wine appreciator, nature-obsessed, stubbornly optimistic child at heart. And I'm here to inspire belief in what's possible for you because it is all so possible. I hope that this podcast leaves you feeling lighter, more inspired, and more ready than ever to go out there and take actions on your big dreams and vision. I can't wait to dig in. See you in the podcast. Hello, hello. So happy to come to you today to talk about a topic that I've wanted to talk about for a while, actually, and that is around the power of employee engagement surveys, or what I call team engagement pulse checks, and the power of data to be able to reveal to you what you're doing really well as a business, where your blind spots are, and what you need to do to shift things around. I've been running these employee engagement or these team engagement pulse checks for, oh my gosh, probably, if I'm honest with myself, probably a decade now. And I truly, truly, truly believe that they are such a game changer. And I'm going to share a few examples with you today as to how they've changed the game for so many of my clients. Because basically, like, when it comes to your team and what's going on for them and how they're feeling about their role and how they're feeling about leadership and how they're feeling about business and their work and all of the different things, it's almost impossible for you as the manager or the leader to be able to be on top of all of that and know everything that's going on for your team member. And, you know, if you're doing things really well, you, even though you might be already having one-to-ones on a weekly or monthly or quarterly or maybe annual basis, even with those one-to-ones in place, it's still almost impossible for you to capture everything around their feedback that they've got going on for themselves and like what they, how they feel about the business. Because so like some employees, if you've got like certain employees who are really confident in themselves, really well spoken, and you've got like a culture that's like truly built on trust and transparency and honesty and openness, which is actually very rare. I think a lot of people talk the talk of being built on honesty and transparency, but often you don't find a culture that's 100% of the way there. So even though you might have some of those really confident employees who will speak up about most things, there is often still a few things that they won't feel comfortable to tell you as the leader, like to tell you what they really think about how things should be changed or the things that are draining their energy or frustrating them or, you know, like that they're finding really challenging. And so the power of having an anonymous team-wide engagement pulse check, which is like an online survey that you send out to the team and you do this like, you know, maybe two or three times a year, it helps you reveal and illuminate those blind spots before it's too late. Because you don't know what you don't know, right? Like you as a leader, you've got enough you've got enough on your plate. You're thinking about how to grow the business, you know, how to get more customers in the door, how to build that new product or service, you're thinking about strategy, you're thinking about finance, it's almost impossible for you to try and be in the heads of every single one of your team members. And you just don't know what you don't know, right? And you might think you've got this like perfectly honest and transparent culture, but most of the time, even the most confident employees don't feel safe enough to share all of their truth in a face-to-face, you know, one-to-one with their manager or leader. And then what happens is that if they've got some stuff going on or some thoughts or feedback that they don't feel like they've got anywhere to direct that feedback to, often what can happen is like it needs to go somewhere. So they'll either like go home to their partners or their families and they'll, you know, bitch about it when they get home, or kind of sometimes more damaging is that they'll start to talk to some of their coworkers about the things that are frustrating them, like it, which could turn into gossip, or sometimes that can then turn into this like contagious negative toxicity where people are talking behind people's backs, which you don't want, right? And so the power of having an employee engagement pulse check process, it wouldn't be your everything, but the way that I see it is it becomes your like your safety net, your backup for providing a platform that gives the team a space to direct their honest thoughts before some of those thoughts then spread and become toxic and before resentment builds. Because if you're not catching them in some sort of way, like they're not going to disappear, right? And they're going to go somewhere. Like often like people need to talk about their frustration. So we might as well give them a platform that they can talk about these things, right? And the really, really cool thing that I often notice when we run these checks is that most of the time the issues that are presented are so fixable. Like they're often quite tiny little issues that are really easily fixed. And if you do it regularly and you catch these things early, it just means that none of that negativity and toxicity can ever build. And so you've got this beautiful safety net in place that, like, you know, ultimately you're still doing your one-to-ones with the team. You're still working to build that beautiful, open and honest culture, and you're having, you know, constructive meetings where you talk about issues, but you've just got this safety net in place just in case there's a team member that's annoyed, that doesn't feel safe enough to bring that issue up with their manager. And it just means these things get caught early before they turn into something big and before they cost potentially, you know, big dollars in HR fees, or before they impact the team culture, or before they turn into like a lot of your time and then having to like performance manage someone or whatever. And for anyone that's ever been there and had to go through performance management or, you know, the long extensive disciplinary HR processes, or had the culture impacted, like for anyone that's been there, you know what I'm talking about. Like, you know that you want to do everything that you can to avoid these things happening, because it ends up soaking up so much of your time, like, which is such a precious resource, right? And it also soaks up like your beautiful energy and money, you know, fighting fires and fixing issues, which could have been spent growing the business and moving things forward and, you know, bringing in new customers, or, you know, thinking about new ways to develop products or whatever. So that's a really, really big one. And I feel like I've talked a little bit about the negatives that can be captured through an engagement and pulse check. But another really important piece is how pulse checks can actually help you understand your unique strengths as a culture and as a team and as a business. So I wonder if you could answer this question. Why do people choose to work for you over your competitor? Why do people choose to work for you over your competitor? I wonder if you know the answer to that question, because a lot of employers don't. They might be able to guess that, like, oh, I don't know, maybe we've got a cool business or a cool product or whatever, but most of the time they don't really know. And a pulse check can help you understand, like, what it is about you as a business and a team and a culture that is actually unique and different. And, you know, like, basically, like, what are your unique strengths that make people, like, feel attracted and magnetized towards wanting to work for you? And the cool thing is, once you have this information, you can build this into your attraction strategy for attracting more similar top talent. So you can build it into your employer branding, into your employer value proposition, and it just helps you actually know how to market yourself as a business to hire more awesome, you know, A-grade talent. So, like, say, for example, a client that I ran an engagement pulse check for recently, they're about a team of 15 looking to scale to 30 within the next year or so. They learned two really, really important things. So the first one was this one was probably a little bit less blind than the other one. So the first one that they realized, and they kind of had a bit of a sense around this one because they hadn't invested in it, was that they had zero alignment on their core values as a business in terms of, like, you know, what mattered most to them, what their priorities were, what they stood for as a business, like those core values. And when you don't have alignment on, like, what your core values are, like what matters most, of course that's going to have a really big impact on, like, behavioral expectations and team alignment and, like, your culture as you grow and scale. So that was, like, a big one that became, like, glaringly obvious once we ran the engagement pulse check. And another one that they learned was, and they had no idea about this one, was that majority of the team was really not happy with the current workload and the pressure and the requirement to work weekends. So this company is a startup, and so they are in a phase of growth and lots of ups and downs and, you know, a pretty heavy amount of workload. And while this particular company has a really, really strong purpose, and, you know, they had some massive strengths revealed around just how connected the team felt to their mission, to their purpose, and where they were going, like their vision overall. While this piece was strong, the workload was quite significantly impacting their emotional and mental capacity, and many of the team were showing indications of being relatively burnt out. And if they hadn't caught that issue right now, it may have cost them quite greatly later on. Like if they kept on pushing the team, they may have started to either have, like, greater amount of sick days and sickness and sick leave, or, you know, worst case, they might have started to have, like, some disengagement, or possibly even, like, losing really good people who just weren't able to commit to that level of workload. And the way that I usually run these pulse checks is I go through the data and I have a look at, like, what core themes are coming up. So as in, if there's a topic that has been mentioned more than two or three times, they're the only ones that I mention within my debrief and my report to the leadership team. So if something's only mentioned once, then it's not included, because it sounds like it's probably more of a one-to-one issue. But you start to notice themes that do need to be addressed if it's raised more than two or three times. So when you're running an engagement pulse check like this, like if you're thinking about running one for yourself or whatever, it's really important to design these intentionally. So when I do them, the questions that I include in there are really intentional and they're really focused on what matters most and what's most important to employee engagement and employee fulfillment. My top tips and what I do is to keep it really short, like a couple of open-ended questions, but primarily very focused, intentional, specific questions. I use questions that are research-backed and that are aligned to this guy called Gallup, who's like the lead researcher in employee engagement. And they tend to focus around areas such as role clarity, career growth, meaning and purpose, like role purpose, vision alignment, values and behaviors, performance, feedback, recognition, leadership, trust, communication, psychological safety, like all of these really, really core important issues. Like you could ask a million different things to the team, but it's important to ask questions that one, really matter, and two, that you can actually do something about if they're not very high. If the results come back and you don't actually like get a great result, you want to be able to do something about that, those findings, right? The process that I lead different organizations through, it's pretty quick. Like it takes around 2 or 3 weeks. Nothing is required of the organization themselves apart from sending it out to the team. And the survey itself takes 5 minutes for the team to complete. So it's really simple, really easy, super juicy like data that comes back. And I might be a bit biased, but I truly believe that it's seriously the best and simplest, most awesome process in the world for like understanding your team, showing them you care, and building the most thriving team culture that you possibly could for like a very, very small amount of time and like cost overall. I actually think it's like absolute no-brainer. And in terms of why you would actually run one of these apart from some of the other areas that I've mentioned before. So this is, it's called an employee engagement pulse check because it checks in on the key areas that drive an engaged team. And all of the research shows that employee engagement drives better business performance overall. So it drives 17% higher productivity, 20% higher sales, an engaged team is 21% more profitable, and an engaged team is 24 to 60% more likely to stay and be loyal and committed. So like it drives employee retention. So some really, really massive impacts like in terms of the return on investment there for tracking engagement. And the other piece is that like, if you are an employer or a leader who is slowly starting to grow or maybe very quickly starting to grow an amazing team, and that you want to be one of the greatest places to work in the world one day and attract really top talent, then you need to be running engagement pulse checks because it's what all of the greatest places to the work in the greatest places to work in the world are all doing now. So it's a way to stay ahead of the curve, like attract top talent and build a truly thriving culture that like attracts and magnetizes the people that you want that are going to help you grow the organization you want. And the really cool thing is as well is that it's it allows you to make data-driven decisions. So rather than what I've seen quite a bit is, you know, leaders or owners, you know, just relying purely on gut or intuition to make decisions about what they think that the team might need, you've actually got the data to see like where you actually do need to be spending time, energy, money. Like say, for example, a really, really common one that I see is owners come to me when their morale or their team culture has been struggling for a while and they can see the team is just like not happy and they're starting to disengage and they're tapping out. And they often come to me thinking that the solution that they need is a really elaborate and expensive, you know, bonus scheme or incentive scheme to make everyone happy. Because, you know, often that's what you hear is like, you know, money makes people happy. And while I'll say that it wouldn't necessarily make the team sad, like no one's sad often to receive a bit of extra money. It's often not what is actually needed. And sometimes it can actually make the problem worse long-term because then the team becomes dependent on money to be happy. So let me explain that. You know, often these incentive schemes that people will bring me, like employees will bring me, when you look at the bottom line of what that would cost you over the course of a year, it's often hundreds of thousands of dollars out of their pocket. And while I'm not saying don't do it, the key is doing it because you need it and there's a real clear purpose and intention around it and you know what you want to achieve from it. The issue is when you introduce a bonus scheme when it's not actually what's needed and it's not actually what the team wants. So often what happens is before they introduce this bonus scheme, I'll encourage them to run an engagement survey and actually ask the team what's going on for them. Like, what do they actually want? Listen to that. Listen to the data. And so often it turns out that the team actually just wants more training and development and growth in their roles. Or often with Gen Y, they want a little bit more flexibility with their time, you know, the ability to pick up kids from school or to, I don't know, go to that gym class at a weird time in the day or whatever. Or they might want more opportunity to develop their careers. And, you know, often they're actually pretty okay with their pay. Like they probably haven't thought about it too much unless it's like, you know, severely low or whatever. So often implementing a bonus scheme, if they were to go ahead and do it, it would have actually cost them loads and may have temporarily led to a slight lift in engagement, but probably only to have it then just roll back to exactly where it was before, because they wouldn't have addressed the core issue, like that the core issue that had initially impacted the engagement hadn't been resolved. So it was just going to go back to where it was before. So you don't know until you ask. You don't know until you ask. And if you're going to spend hundreds and thousands of dollars, you might as well have the data before you make any changes, right? So one thing I will say is I know that sometimes like the thought of running a team engagement pulse check can feel a little bit like daunting. Like sometimes it can give you a few like butterflies in the belly just thinking about, oh God, what is the team going to say? Because, you know, it can bring up all the thoughts and fears around like, oh God, like what is their feedback going to be? And I just want to speak to this for a second because what I have found is that, you know, and I've run hundreds of these over the last decade-ish. And what I have found from running all of these is that, you know, more often than not, leaders are actually pleasantly surprised with the feedback that comes back. And not only pleasantly surprised, but actually deeply grateful for going through the process and opening themselves up to like what's really going on and taking the time to hear from the team and to learn from the team. Because often it's the learning from the team that actually helps them fix these long-standing issues that, you know, they maybe had like a little bit of an intuitive sense about, but they couldn't put words to. And identifying and illuminating and bringing these long-standing issues to the surface suddenly starts to just really change things for the better. And so often you just see these teams start to come alive and have these incredible conversations and really thrive and grow. And, you know, if I'm to recap a few of the client case studies, like every client that I've worked with that's been running these pulse checks, every single client has seen an overall rise in their employee engagement. Like some, you know, or one of the clients that I've been working with for a few years now, they started off around the 60, 65% engagement rate, and they're now up around that 90% engagement rate. Just from like regularly checking in on this, on these things and making changes as required. And like the impact that that engagement has had on their sales, their customer satisfaction, their revenue has been enormous. These guys went from seven figures, like a seven figure business, to eight figures as they saw their employee engagement rise and their team culture thrive. So it's like such a win-win because your team's happier, you're happier, and the business results are so much better as well. So yes, as you can probably hear, I'm a big fan. And my team and I run one complimentary team pulse check every month. So you do need to get on the wait list if you're interested or curious about the process, or you can reach out to me and I can send you more information. But basically, like a complimentary team engagement pulse check would look like just the opportunity to see what the process looks like, just to give you a bit of a taster of what sort of data and insights you could learn. And one might be enough, you know, just to learn like what you're doing well, what you can do better. And you get to walk away with a personalized engagement insights report, and you get a 30-minute one-to-one debrief with me as well. So I can actually take you through what I've learned, give you some recommendations on how to move forward. And, you know, more often than not, these are like the big areas that will shift things for the better long term. But as I said, only one per month, and there's quite a few people already on the wait list. So if you want to jump on that wait list, then I would encourage you to jump on ASAP if you want to nab a free one. So just probably the easiest way is just shoot me an email at hello@emmacampbell.com.au. That's hello@emmacampbell.com.au, or if it's easier, just jump onto the website link below in the show notes and hit the contact button, and we can pop you on the wait list and sort of talk you through what the process might look like. But they are, yeah, they're so valuable, so important, and will help you just make decisions about how you want to grow the team, drive engagement, grow your business, and will improve the relationships that you have with your team and the understanding that you have of your business as a whole as well, and will reveal and illuminate some of those blind spots that you may have had absolutely no idea about and that may be holding you back from reaching that next level of success. So yeah, reach out and we'd love to talk you through the process. Have an incredible day and we'll talk soon. Big love. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. If you enjoyed, I would just love it if you took one little minute to leave a quick review or even to share this potty with a friend who you think might benefit from its message. It's honestly hearing your feedback that keeps me going and helps me spread the word to get in the ears of other people just like you who are going through similar challenges and keen for a little bit of inspiration. Thank you so much. I love you. I appreciate you, and I'll see you in the next podcast.